Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that seems incredibly simple almost every day, but it actually holds surprising depth. We're talking about the humble teacup. You're here because you want to get, you know, quickly and thoroughly informed, and I promise by the end of this, you'll see why this little object is, well, pretty significant. We're going to unpack its whole story, drawing from a really fantastic comprehensive guide.
It's fascinating, isn't it? We often just, you know, take these things for granted. But what's truly remarkable is how a cup can be such an integral part of ritual, tradition, and crucially, how it can directly influence the actual flavor and, well, the whole enjoyment of your tea. It's not just about holding liquid. It's really about shaping the entire sensory experience.
Exactly. And our source for this deep dive, this guide, it really covers everything. I mean, history, the huge diversity in styles, the materials they're made from, and even how to choose the perfect one for your particular tea moment and, yeah, how to care for them. But I'm curious, when you first started digging into this material, what was the most, like, surprising thing about something so seemingly straightforward? What really jumped out at you?
Ooh, that's a good question. For me, it was probably realizing just how deeply connected a cup's evolution is with, like, global history and big cultural shifts. You see these echoes of ancient ceremonies, trade routes, even social status just in its design. It really made me appreciate that every tiny detail, you know, from the rim to the handle, it actually serves a purpose far beyond just looking nice.
I love that perspective, how something so personal can tell such a huge story. Okay, let's unpack this journey. Let's start right at the very beginning, the history. Our source takes us way, way back to China, around 2737 BCE. That's where tea drinking kicked off. And the very first teacups, they were incredibly simple, functional clay bowls, not fancy at all. Their main job was just to handle the heat of boiling water, pure function, basically.
Right. And as tea started its, you know, incredible journey, spreading across Asia, especially Japan and Korea, the cup started to evolve beyond just pure function. In Japan, you have the tea ceremony developing at Shonoyu, became deeply ritualized. And the cups, the chawan, they were crafted with immense care, usually ceramic, often wide and shallow. They have that beautiful rustic wabi-sabi aesthetic. You connect this to the bigger picture. It's just a powerful example of how really profound cultural practices can shape everyday objects, giving them deep intention, even philosophical meaning.
It's wild, isn't it? How a simple bowl can embody a whole philosophy. Okay, fast forward a bit. 16th, 17th centuries, tea hits Europe. And it becomes this instant sensation, especially with thepper classes. So European potters, they were super eager to copy the highly prized Chinese porcelain. Delicate stuff. They started making their own versions. But what's fascinating is how they adapted them, you know?
Yeah.
Suited European tastes. They added elaborate patterns, lots of gold trim.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's a perfect example of how global trade didn't just move goods around.
Yeah.
It influenced art, design, culture,
yeah.
Even down to the cup you sip your tea from.
Okay, now let's talk variety, because this is where it gets really interesting visually. The sheer diversity of teacup styles. It feels like each one is designed for a very specific experience or a different kind of tea. Let's look at some key ones. From China, you've got the traditional gaiwan. It's not just a cup. It's like a little system, a lid, saucer, bowl, and you use it for both brewing and drinking.
Mm-hmm. And it's brilliant for retaining heat and aroma, particularly for those, you know, more delicate teas.
And then you have the exquisite Jingdezhen porcelain cups from that famous city known for porcelain. They're just celebrated for these incredibly delicate, intricate designs, almost unbelievable sometimes.
Right. And moving over to Japan, the chawan we mentioned, still absolutely central, especially in ceremonies, that wide, shallow, handmade ceramic bowl, often with that intentional imperfection, that rustic feel.
Mm.
But for everyday drinking, there's the yunomi. It's taller, more cylindrical, also ceramic. Comes in just an amazing variety of designs, a real staple in Japanese homes.
Yeah, absolutely. And Europe, of course, brought its own unique style. The English teacups, they're iconic, right?
Mm.
Fine-bone china, often covered in these elaborate floral patterns, gold accents, always with a matching saucer, just screams elegance.
Totally. Pure elegance.
Then you have French teacups, also known for sophistication, often featuring delicate hand-painted designs, very refined. And now, in the modern world, innovation is everywhere. We see things like double-walled glass cups made of borosilicate glass. They cleverly keep the tea hot but stay cool to touch. Plus, they look pretty striking. You get to see the tea's color.
Yeah, those are neat.
And for people on the move, travel mugs. Usually stainless steel or plastic, practical spill-proof lids, very functional.
Which brings us to a really crucial point. Beyond just how they look, how does the actual material of your cup change the taste, the whole experience?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take porcelain. Its surface is incredibly smooth, non-porous. That means there's absolutely zero interference with the tea's natural flavor. It's like a pure canvas. Lets those delicate notes of a green tea really shine through, you know, nothing leaching in. It holds heat well too, but yeah, it can be fragile.
Right. And building on that, there's bone china. It's a specific kind of porcelain, has bone ash mixed in. It takes that purity maybe even a step further. It's surprisingly lightweight, really durable for how thin it is. And it has this beautiful translucency, a glossy finish, feels almost weightless sometimes, very refined.
It does. The main trade-off there is usually the price. It tends to be more expensive.
Makes sense. Okay, what about ceramic?
Ceramic, generally thicker, more rustic feeling, offers fantastic heat retention. So it's perfect for keeping those robust black teas nice and warm. Very durable too, huge variety of styles. The only potential downside is, well, if it's not glazed properly or if the glaze wears down, it could be slightly porous, might absorb flavors or odors over time, which could subtly change your next brew.
Ah, good point about absorption. What about glass, especially that borosilicate type?
Yeah, glass is completely non-porous, so zero flavor absorption, which is great for tasting purity. Plus, like you said, you get that visual appeal, seeing the color of the tea,
right.
The drawbacks. Well, it can be quite fragile, and it doesn't hold heat quite as well as porcelain or ceramic. Your tea might cool down faster.
Okay. And lastly, stainless steel.
Stainless steel.
Yeah.
Super durable.
Huh.
Retains heat exceptionally well. That's why it's huge for travel mugs.
Yeah.
Also non-porous, so no flavor issues there.
Yeah.
Generally.
Generally.
Well, the main potential trade-off is that some people find it can occasionally give a very subtle metallic taste to the tea. And let's be honest, it doesn't usually offer the same aesthetic beauty as, say, a fine porcelain cup for a quiet moment. It's function over form, mostly.
Gotcha. Okay, so with all these amazing options, all these nuances, how do you, the listener, pick the perfect teacup for your personal tea journey? Our source has some really smart advice here. First, always think about the type of tea you're actually drinking. Delicate white teas, green teas, they often do best in porcelain or glass. The thinner material lets them cool a bit quicker to the right drinking temperature. Plus, you appreciate the color and aroma without too much heat.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But for stronger black teas or oolongs, maybe ceramic or stoneware is better. They hold heat longer, letting you savor that warm brew.
And definitely don't underestimate size and shape. A wide, shallow cup like that Shawan lets the tea cool faster, sure. But it's also great for appreciating the full aroma as it hits the air. Whereas a tall, narrow cup holds the heat in longer. Better for slow, deliberate sipping, keeps it warm.
And please think about comfort and usability. The cup should just feel right in your hand. How's the handle feel? Is it easy to hold? What about the weight? Those double-walled glass cups we mentioned, great for keeping hands cool with hot tea.
Right. Practicality matters.
And, of course, aesthetics. Choose something that genuinely brings you joy, reflects your style, elegant, rustic, modern. Whatever clicks for you, it really boils down to finding that sweet spot, that balance between beauty and function for your daily ritual.
And once you've found that ideal cup, taking proper care of it is, well, crucial. You want it to keep enhancing your tea experience for years. For porcelain and bone china, hand washing is almost always the way to go. Mild soap, warm water, helps prevent chipping, preserves delicate designs, especially any gold bits, avoid abrasive stuff, harsh chemicals. And, you know, store them carefully. Don't just jam them together. Prevent knocks.
Okay, good tips. What about ceramic?
Most ceramic cups are dishwasher safe these days, which is handy.
But if you have a special handmade piece or one with intricate decoration, hand washing is definitely safer. Protects its unique character. Oh, and try to avoid sudden temperature shocks, like pouring boiling water into a really cold cup can sometimes cause cracking, thermal shock.
Yeah, good point.
For glass cups, similar deal, hand wash, warm water, mild detergent to avoid scratches, and maybe just give them a quick check now and then for chips or cracks. Damaged glass can break unexpectedly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And finally, stainless steel. Super easy. Warm water, mild detergent. That's usually all it needs. Just stay away from bleach or really abrasive cleaners. They can damage the finish, maybe even affect the steel itself over time. It's about keeping it functional and looking decent.
Great advice. And hey, if you're looking for some recognized names in the teacup world, our source mentions a few popular brands worth knowing. Wedgwood. They're famous for high-quality bone china, very elegant, timeless designs. Think traditional English tea.
Classic.
Royal Albert is another classic, known for vibrant, often floral-patterned bone china. Perfect for that vintage tea party vibe. Mm-hmm. Very floral.
If you lean more modern, Hario does contemporary glass teaware, including those cool double-walled cups that really show off the tea.
Yeah, Hario's great for that clean look.
4Life focuses on practical, stylish ceramic cups for everyday use. Good balance of durability and design.
Oh, very user-friendly stuff.
And Teavana, maybe less visible now in stores, but they were known for offering a mix, sturdy cast iron, versatile ceramic, kind of blending traditional and modern. Wow, what an incredible journey we've taken. Seriously, we've dug into the deep history, explored this amazing diversity of styles and materials, and learned some really valuable tips on choosing and caring for these essential accessories. It's so clear now that a teacup is way more than just a vessel, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
It's truly integral to the whole experience, enhances flavor, enjoyment, the whole moment, which really raises an important question for you, our listener, to think about. Now that you understand this profound impact, how might consciously choosing the right teacup, you know, one that truly aligns with the specific tea you're having, your mood right then, the very moment you're in, how might that choice transform your next cup from just a simple drink into something more mindful, richer, maybe more fulfilling?
That's a wonderful thought, indeed. Whether you're sipping a delicate green tea from fine porcelain that feels, you know, almost weightless, or maybe enjoying a robust black tea from a sturdy ceramic mug that warms your hands, the perfect teacup, it really can make all the difference. It invites you to truly savor each moment of your tea journey.